There's new evidence of a strong economy today, with the Commerce Department reporting growth of 3.5%. Between July and September, the economy is on track to have its best year since 2005. But one sector not doing so well, housing, especially in the Northeast, where it's estimated home sales are down by 50% from last year. And some economists are saying Trump's tax cuts are to blame. Mike Regan is senior news editor at Bloomberg. Mike, it's good to have you.
Oh, good to be here, Peter.
So this 50% drop in sales in the Northeast, it is the midpoint of a broader estimate. But either way, it is large and it's sudden. So what's going on?
Well, before we even talk about the implications of the tax cuts, it's important to realize the background here about the housing industry nationally. There has been this concern coming into this year even that home prices had just gotten too high for many members, especially of the big demographic of millennials, to afford. And then you tack onto that this aggressive rise in interest rates that we've seen. And that makes buying a home even more expensive. But finally, it's clear that many believe the tax cut is also having an effect here. Many critics of this year's tax cut had warned in advance that there could be this sort of impact on housing on the coasts, especially because the tax plan capped the state and local tax deductions that you can claim on your federal income taxes. So if you get less of a tax refund for your local real estate taxes, and new homes tend to have the highest real estate taxes of any homes, it obviously makes buying a new home even more expensive. And that means people that are upgrading from older homes are sort of priced out too. So it has a very much a ripple effect.
Let's take a look at some of those numbers. A 30-year mortgage on a $400,000 house in Providence, Rhode Island, now $21,000 more expensive. And that's not even a very expensive city in relative terms. In Boston, $84,000 higher. That makes a big difference.
It does. It does. And like you said at the beginning, the economy is strong. Unemployment is historically low. The demand for houses should be there. It's just that all of these issues make homes more expensive. And builders of new homes are, for obvious reasons, going to be reluctant to cut prices too aggressively.
We did see these solid GDP numbers today. Unemployment is still very low. What does this housing news say about the broader economy? Should we be concerned that things are starting to tip the wrong direction?
It's definitely something to keep an eye on. One thing I've been looking at very closely is the share prices of publicly traded home builders. There's an index of home builder stocks that's absolutely crashed this year. It's down 40%.
Wow.
So that signals to me that people believe these builders are going to have to lower prices pretty aggressively, really killing their profit margins. And home building and housing is such an important element of the economy. I don't need to remind anyone of its role in the financial crisis. So this is certainly something that all of Wall Street, I can guarantee you, is keeping a very close eye on.
The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is about a percentage point higher today than it was a year ago. That's going to make people's monthly payments quite a bit more expensive as well. So thanks for watching this for us. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News.
Thanks, Peter.